With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden will be formally nominated as the Democratic presidential nominee through a virtual roll call ahead of the party's official convention in Chicago in August, a maneuver that will allow Biden to appear on the ballot in Ohio this November. House Republicans are pressing forward with plans to mark up and pass their 12 annual funding bills for fiscal 2025 before the August recess.
Maryland Republican Andy Harris says the process could work if they don't hit any speed bumps, which he says they usually do. He added that he thinks the party's goal of passing all 12 bills across the floor, quote, won't be any easier than last year, when intra-party divisions over spending in policy areas such as abortion dominated public attention as the conference struggled to unite behind its appropriations bills. Tennessee Republican Chuck Fleischman says he's optimistic and excited as the party ramps up the annual funding process. Fleischman and other GOP members of the House Appropriations Committee said getting bills passed by the powerful panel that crafts the measures would be easier than getting them done on the floor. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a new prime minister has been named in Haiti.
As friends and family mourn the deaths of well-known missionaries killed by gangs, Garry Conille was named Haiti's new prime minister nearly a month after a transitional council had chosen someone else for the position. Conille previously served as Haiti's prime minister from October 11th to May 2012. He replaces the interim prime minister after Ariel Henry resigned via letter in late April. Henry was on an official trip to Kenya when a coalition of powerful gangs launched coordinated attacks on February 29th. Henry was locked out of the country as the airport in Port-au-Prince remained shuttered for nearly 3 months. Conille takes over the helm of the troubled country while waiting for the UN-backed deployment of a police force from Kenya and other countries.
This is SRN News. The governor of Florida makes a statement.
Republican Ron DeSantis says the state's giant Sunshine Skyway Bridge will not be lit up in rainbow colors to mark Gay Pride Month in June. Instead, he's ordering the Skyway and other spans to be lighted in red, white, and blue all summer long. DeSantis has been waging a lengthy war against the LGBT agenda, both legislatively and symbolically. The bridges will show the American colors from Memorial Day to Labor Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Fuller Theological Seminary, a well-known Christian school in Pasadena, California, is deliberating whether to become more open to queer trans students. That according to a draft of proposed revisions to the seminary's sexual standards that was obtained by the Associated Press. If the board votes to approve revisions, Fuller could become the first prominent evangelical seminary in the country to embrace some parts of queer trans agenda. This is SRN News. It was a sluggish return to work on Wall Street.
Most stocks fell on Wall Street as a tick higher in bond yields tightened the screws on the stock market following a three-day weekend. The S&P 500 closed little change Tuesday. The benchmark index is sitting just below the record high it set a week ago. Most stocks in the index fell. The Dow lost 216 points. That's about 0.6%. Some technology stocks remained particularly strong, including chip company Nvidia, which added another 7%. That helped the Nasdaq Composite rise 0.6% to another all-time high. Bond yields rose following a stronger-than-expected report on consumer confidence and an auction of treasuries. The yield on the 10-year treasury note rose to 4.54%. Seth Sutel, New York.
The number of fentanyl pills seized in California and at the border since January, now close to 6 million. The governor's office says in the first 4 months of the year, 5.8 million fentanyl pills were confiscated in California. More details at SRNNews.com.